Welcome to the Suburb Lounge, a podcast for modern entrepreneurs focusing on digital marketing ecosystems for small businesses. I'm your caffeinated host, CEO and Marketing Director Stephanie Rubio, bringing you weekly marketing tips, small business advice, and kick-ass interviews from like-minded entrepreneurs like you. Enjoy the show. Hello, hello, and welcome from the other side of this microphone. I am so excited to be back. Can you hear it in my voice? I am so excited to be back. I have not recorded a podcast episode in months. And at the time of this recording, it is now January 2023. I have been on an unintentional hiatus from the show. Now, my previous hiatus have always been very intentional. They've been planned and they've been executed in a way that was comfortable for me, in a way that needed to happen because I needed a break. Maybe I felt overwhelmed. Maybe I felt some sort of disconnect from the show at any given time. This is season 7, so of course those things happen, right? But this break or this hiatus was very unintentional. And I want to talk to you today a little bit about why that was. I also want to sort of go down memory lane. And I want to talk about how I got started podcasting, because there have been a lot of changes in the agency in the last couple of months. I want to say big changes in the last 3-4 years, but definitely the last 6-8 months have been transformational for me in the agency. And I want to attribute a lot of those changes to podcasting. So going down memory lane, as many of you know, I started the agency and launched the agency in February 1st of 2016. So by the time that you're listening to this episode, we are now in year 7 of business. I want to say that year 7, for any small business owner or entrepreneur, you're already putting on that veteran hat. You're no longer a newbie. You're no longer a novice. You should have learned hard lessons. You should have learned important lessons. You should have grown by now. You should have fallen a bit, gotten up a bit, okay? Had a little scrapings along the way, if you will. And now this is time where you really become the expert and really grow into your own, right? And feel comfortable in that entrepreneurship skin. I feel like when all of us sort of start in small business, we sort of feel a little bit of an imposter syndrome. A lot of people feel that even into their veteran years in business. I want to say that I shed that skin very early on. I want to say maybe into year 3, year 4, I was already shedding a lot of that imposter syndrome. My experiences in entrepreneurship have been very different than others because I have listened to seasoned entrepreneurs, people with brick and mortars, people that have years of experience in any given field, and people that are tested and tried and true to the expertise that they have and professionalism that they have in their respective fields. And so I learned a lot from veterans, and I want to be that for other young up-and-coming entrepreneurs. I want to say that I want to take a trip down memory lane as far as podcasting, because it played such a big role in a lot of changes that I've incurred in the last 7 years. Now, Spotify has taken over Anchor. But back in 2018, when Anchor sort of launched officially as a medium to podcast, I had already been recording short snippets through the Anchor app on my mobile phone. Some of those episodes are still live on the Suburb Lounge archives. You can go back and you can listen to some of those. And they really started as teaching opportunities where I was really going head-to-head with the one-on-ones of marketing, and specifically marketing in the digital space. From there, I started doing a lot of interviews, my network started growing, and then I started getting into what it really looks like to be an entrepreneur in this day and age. And my community grew, and my network grew, and I attribute that to the podcast. But the podcast doesn't just serve the purpose of continuing to build and strengthen my network. It is also a form of lead generation for Soverve. Up until now, we have not had sponsorships. I have been approached by podcasting networks in the past, and it wasn't until the fall of 2022 that I decided to join Boundless Audio Podcasting Network, and proudly so. I am thrilled to join a roster of amazing podcasters who are leaders in all of their respective fields and experts at what they do. And the network is led by a business strategist and a virtual CMO and COO, really, who understands business and the business medium. And I believe that my joining the podcast network really allowed me an opportunity to sit back and say, let's give the podcast a little refresh. And so while we had done the visual refresh of that, which came from our rebrand that started in 2020 into 2021, and finalized last year in 2022, the actual refresh of the intro and outro and all of those little technical things that go with podcasting didn't really happen until the last couple months. We're talking about equipment, new equipment, equipment that would allow me to bring to you quality recordings, and also learning a little. I've been on a steep learning curve to make sure that I'm bringing you, the listener, audio and episodes that are concise and all the good things. So there's a lot of things that when I started podcasting, I sort of skipped over because I really just wanted to get the information out. I really just wanted to connect. But now things are getting a little bit more, I want to say the right word is professional. We don't like those words around here, right? But it is. We're growing up a bit, right? And that's what happened really with the rebrand. And so the podcast was one of those last steps. With that, with the joining of the network, like I said, came this change with the podcast. But then there were also changes in the agency, changes that I wasn't hoping to sort of announce until this year, until we reached that 7-year milestone, but sort of accelerated themselves. And in the beginning of quarter three of 2022, this was in August going into September, I made the decision to finalize and sort of end the offering of social media marketing and management services. And I did that because, again, as an agency, we had outgrown social media marketing and management. Now, it comes as no surprise that this was sort of happening or going to happen because I've talked about it. And as a marketer, I really had to have a conversation, a come to Jesus moment, if you will, with myself, where I thought, I'm advising small business owners to hire and train, professionally train, an internal marketing, social media marketing team specifically for content creation purposes, for video content creation purposes specifically. But I'm still offering a service. And we had clients all over the country. And it became very difficult to service these clients because I am not present. And so I made that decision to end that service because social media is just moving in such a different way. It's easier for what is the majority of our clients, which are brick and mortars, to have a tripod and have someone record and then edit and then post and manage content on social media when they are internal, when they can go to an office. And that's not to say that internal doesn't necessarily not mean local, because I have a lot of colleagues who offer social media marketing and management services to various clients, but on a local scale. And the changes to social media, not only with the algorithms or with the social aspect of everything that's going on here in the US, I was experiencing a lot of stress. Unfortunately, as much as I want to teach and as much as others in my industry want to teach, it's very difficult sometimes for small business owners to understand that social media is moving very fast. And where budgets would have typically taken us so far, they no longer do. We now are competing with a wider range of demographics, of age ranges, and generations, where people want to show up a certain way, they want brands to show up a certain way, and that authenticity aspect was also put into question with a lot of the clients that we were working with, and it just didn't feel good anymore. What did feel good and what continues to feel good is our work in email marketing and SMS marketing, with then the help of certain pillar services like content marketing pieces, long form content marketing like blogs and white papers and articles. We continue to thrive in that space. Our clients continue to thrive with the services that we provide in that space. And I am much happier for it. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I just feel this re-energy that I had lost somewhere back in 2020. So that change came very quickly, about 8 months before it was actually due to be announced. It was just going to be announced, and then I was going to implement that change. So right now I would have been in the midst of implementing a lot of those changes, whereas I just wanted it off the plate. And I'm so grateful for all of the clients who gave us the opportunity to work with them on a one-on-one basis in social media marketing and management. We had wonderful clients throughout the year, clients whose businesses and brands we have touched and we have helped to grow, helped to elevate. And those brands will forever be in my heart. And I will be forever grateful for the opportunities that those clients gave to myself, my team, and our business in order to showcase our expertise in that area of marketing. I do still love social media. You will find me on social media. You will find the agency on social media. But we're moving in a very different way now because it's just lighter and it's freer. When you are a marketer, sometimes it can be very difficult because you want to move a certain way. You have freedoms to move a certain way. And unfortunately, your clients may not always have those same freedoms as you. So they'll look at some of the things that you're implementing for your own tactic and your own strategy. Often clients will want to emulate that. Often clients will want to move in that same way, but they can't because there's things that constrain that. It could be budgets. Okay, it could be vision, mission, the values of a business. So all of these things sort of play into that. So now that we no longer service clients in this way, we are able to show up differently too. And that is my hope. We not only have been on a hiatus from the podcast, we've been on a hiatus also from social media, where we have sort of finalized a lot of these projects that we had with clients and campaigns, we're now able to put that refocus there. So you'll see a lot more content now moving forward on platforms like Instagram and Facebook. Twitter is still a favorite, and you'll still see us in those ways. YouTube, and obviously here on the show, our newsletter, The Soverve Way, will continue to be published on a monthly basis. The podcast will continue to be published weekly with two solos from myself, and then two interviews with colleagues, with like-minded small business owners and entrepreneurs that are going to bring their stories, share their expertise with you. And we're really going to get down to the nitty-gritty of what it is to be an entrepreneur after the last couple of years that we've had. So I'm really excited about some of those guests that we have. We're going to be blogging again. So the Soverve Annex, which is our blog, is going to again be published on a monthly basis. So you'll see those articles on the blog. So it's going to, we're going to ramp things up a bit as far as content goes, sort of get back into those roots where things, we were publishing a lot of good content, content that we know you need from us, and but in a freer way where we're able to then move in a way that allows us to experiment also with some content types and things of this nature. So we're really excited. I'm really happy. I thank you for sticking around. If you're listening, if you are an avid listener of the show, I want to say thank you so much for sticking around, for allowing us the opportunity to take a much needed break. Write us if you have any topics that you'd like me to cover. If you have anyone in your network or even yourself, if you'd like to consider coming on the show for an interview, I'd love to hear from you as well. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others via social media or by leaving a review. To catch all the latest from me, come follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Stephanie V. Rubio. For more information on the show, please visit soverve.com/podcast. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.